Good morning, and welcome to the first episode of The Girl and Living with Borderline Personality Disorder. I will just start out by saying I'm the girl, and my story kind of begins a while back, about 4 years ago. When I went to a therapist after a very, very hard breakup, and that therapist and I sat down for about 20 minutes as I explained to him frantically my pain, my feelings of loss, my hurt, my emotional distress, and a brief overview of my life. I explained to him how the relationship I was in was my only way of feeling whole and feeling like I was somebody, feeling like I was loved. And before he ended the segment, he pulled a book out and started to kindly ask me to understand that he wasn't attacking me, that he was simply trying to help. And he started to read off these different symptoms of an overall personality disorder that he felt that I could benefit from. So, as he's reading off these 12 symptoms, I started to sink lower and lower into the couch because I realized I had figured out what was wrong with me and why I couldn't control my emotions. Why I couldn't control the rage, why I couldn't completely feel loved, how come I pushed people away, just everything. And he recommended some heavy-duty classes, like borderline personality disorder should go to. Classes like dialectic behavioral therapy and things like that. So, during that time, of course, I'm going through this horrific breakup. I'm not doing well at work. I'm not doing well personally. I'm partying. I'm covering up. I'm masking. I'm dating people I shouldn't be dating because my heart's broken still. And all the while, I'm not helping myself. I'm just helping make my life worse. So I ended up going and getting help a little bit, but at some point, I did lose my job because I couldn't cope with the breakup and this newfound issue that I had. I didn't feel supported. I didn't feel cared for. And I started to really sink into depression. In full transparency, that was 4 years ago. And based on the discovery, I haven't really pulled out of that depression. I've masked it very well. And I've covered it up with substance abuse. And now, years later, I'm seeing all of these things, and I've watched them for the last 4 years continue to destroy my life, to continue to tear me down and break me down. To continue to support my bad habits my procrastination, my depression. And it's 4 years later, and the relationship that devastated me to begin with 4 years ago that opened my eyes to my personality disorder. Well, that guy came back into my life for 3 of those years. Because he did love me and care about me that much. And over the next 3 years, because I didn't take care of myself, because I didn't continue with the personal education, because I didn't feel like I had the support I needed, I lost that relationship a second time. And now I'm here, realizing that this underlying mindset, this darkness that I can't seem to figure out, is still there. And it's really painful. So, this is only the beginning. As time goes on, I will reveal more. And I hope that somebody out there listening finds hope. And I hope that this can help them. So, I'm going to be signing off. My name is Bella B, and I'm the girl with the borderline personality disorder looking to change my life. And I hope that one day I can help you too. Thank you.